and they don't know, you know, that so-and-so used to do X, but she died and now she's buried there. Or they don't know, I mean, they don't have sort of those concepts. And so that's why I'm wondering, you know, when you talk about changes that have happened that, you know, they aren't good things. You know, there are some, and what I realized too, that you've said that people change because times change, it is true. But in terms of history, you know, there's a history. You've grown up here. You know a lot of people here. All the people I've interviewed, you know, Gail knew all of these people. You know, they knew her since she was a little girl. But again, you have people who wouldn't know any of you, or didn't know you when you lived here, you know, when you worked at X, you know, 15 years ago or whatever. So I wonder how much of that impacts some of these things that you're seeing that you don't like, or contributes to some of these things that you're seeing that are becoming tensions in the church, or some of these things that you're seeing that aren't that good for the community, despite how well people may get along because they're Black and there are things that they share, but still, they're not a part of the same community. That's kind of what I'm wondering, I'm asking you about.
Well, it could be, but you know what I say, because Zion came out of prison here.
Do those people know that?
Yeah, they should mm-hmm. know it.
When they have the anniversary, that's documented in the anniversary books, the books they use, it's all documented. Mm-hmm. But like she was saying, sometimes we only hear what we want to hear.
Does that mean anything to them? Does that,
I don't
what's
think
the significance?
It means, I really don't, that's why.
But I think, you know, I don't care where you come from, how you were brought up, you always listen to what the minister said. That's where basically Black people got their lead from. And if the ministers would say, not just on anniversary time, but sometimes throughout the year, something regarding community, say the Black cemetery, at conferences or something, you know, we gotta come together as a church family and do X, Y, Z and do something in the community. But I don't think now churches work that much in the community. When I say work, I mean physical. They pay their way now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you got out and actually physically did work because we didn't have money. So now it's a pay thing, so you don't have that fellowship even within the churches with one another as you used to. Mm-hmm. Because we have two services, and when I go to 11 o'clock service, it's a whole totally different church. Mm-hmm. I might know 20 people. But we are so busy, I think, saying we are unity, getting more unified, that we are separating ourselves.
Apart.
Just to, I guess, satisfy others. And we're not really satisfying others, because if you had one service and if you were really committed to coming to church, you would come to church at that service. And it wouldn't have to be two and three services. Because now you're just separating and separating. You separated in the church, so you separated in the community. So I guess my question is, what are the ministers doing to bring the community within the church and then go out? Because you're not together in the church, so how can you be together outside?
Would you agree with that, Mr.?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, Mr.?
Well, that's true, because Pleasant Hill is growing. They have three services.
Oh, really?